What's up, guys? Josh Keller here with the REI Marketing Weekly. And for today's episode, I'm actually going to be doing a rerun of a episode that came out over a year ago, last February. It's an episode with my good buddy Brian Tripp, where we talk about know, like, and trust marketing. It's a great topic that I thought was fantastic. And the REI Marketing Weekly podcast really didn't get its massive traction until about the fall of last year. So I know several of you that are already listening to the show may have actually missed this episode, because I know a lot of people, they'll, you know, find a show that they really like, but then they don't go back and listen to older episodes in that show. So I wanted to bring this one right back around for you guys. Just so you know, my focus has been driven completely on building out this REI marketing book that is going to be coming out very soon for those of you who are listening right now and have ordered the book already. If you haven't ordered it, make sure you do go order it. REIMarketingBook.com is where you can go get that. But my focus has been driven on that. And so I've not been able to record new episodes for this show. But rest assured, next week we are loading up a ton of new content. We've got a lot of great guests that are coming down the pipe here. But for this episode, for today, we are going to have a rerun on this episode with Brian Tripp. And so I'm very excited. I think all of you, even if you have heard this episode, it may be advantageous for you to listen to it again so that you can get new information, new value from it. So hopefully you guys enjoy this rerun of this episode with Brian Tripp. Make sure you do reach out to him and connect with him on social media and all the other platforms that we mentioned inside of this. But let's go ahead and jump into it. So know, like, and trust marketing with Brian Tripp. Let's jump in. It's Josh Keller here with Keller Media. And today I've got a friend of mine out of Birmingham, Alabama. But don't let him fool you, guys. Don't let this accent fool you, because he is a fellow Hoosier. So he's actually from Indiana, Northwest Indiana, close to actually where I live. It's about half an hour away from where I'm at. But I got my friend Brian Tripp on the line today. Brian, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, Josh? Honored to be here. And yeah, it's a long time ago. It's been 21 years. I've been in Alabama for 21 years. But yeah, I graduated from high school in Northwest Indiana, Lowell High School, class of 1998.
Man. And he's lost his northern accent. He's now like merged into that. You know, you can hear it a little bit, but it's all
good.
It's funny.
My mom still lives up there, and she thinks I sound like a southerner. Do I really?
You do.
I feel like it's neutral. I sound like a southerner.
You've got a little bit. It's not a big one, but it's a little bit. You know.
All right. So. Hey, you know what? I've embraced it down here. You know, 21 years is a long time. I graduated from college down here, University of Alabama, Roll Tide. So I'm Alabama all the way through and through.
It's not a big deal, guys. It's okay. We'll let him slide on this one. So, all right, cool. So I'm excited to have Brian on the show today to bring you guys some value. Obviously, this newsletter video is specifically for real estate investors marketing and help you guys amp up your marketing, because that's something I think a lot of real estate investors struggle in, which is, it's pretty neutral. Like, not everybody's a good marketer. Not everybody knows what to do in marketing and how to utilize that specific field in your business. So that's what we have this segment for, specifically the Who's Crushing It segment, is to bring on actual real estate investors to show you what they're doing to amp their marketing up. So Brian and I actually got on a call last week and talked about some really, really cool projects that he's doing. He actually has some guys that he has hired to do specific videos for real estate investors in his market. And these videos, the production level on these are excellent. I mean, they are top notch. They've got that documentary vlog type style that you might see on a Gary Vaynerchuk or Grant Cardone video, that kind of style. And I really, really think that they can bring a lot of value to, people in that are using that, and specifically credibility, because that's what these videos are really meant to do. And I'm going to let Brian talk about that, but the credibility factor with these videos is absolutely incredible. I mean, just watching the one or two videos that he sent me links to, I was like, man, these are awesome production videos, but the type of business that these guys that are in the video run is really, really top notch. It's excellent. You could see that the way that they're carrying themselves throughout the day when Brian has his videographers following them. So Brian, let's talk about video specifically, because, and you could talk about these vlogs in general as well if you wanted to, but I really want to know like the value of video. But before you jump into that, do me a really, really quick favor. Introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do, just a little bit about yourself so my audience can get that groundwork.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Josh. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. I started investing in real estate myself in 2012. It took me about 5 years of wholesaling, done over 500 real estate transactions, wholesaling, a lot of option stuff. I've only done a handful of fix and flips, but it took me about 5 years to realize that I actually don't like real estate. I thought I loved real estate. Yes. And it took a lot of, you know, reading, mentoring, things like that to you know, just introspection on my own part to realize that you think you love real, and I don't speak for everybody, but I thought I loved real estate, but what I really loved was what real estate did for me.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, I mentioned, you know, I graduated from college. I have a degree in journalism. I have a degree in English. I did radio. I did broadcasting. I wrote, I did all this stuff. And it's like, I started this podcast and I was like, man, I love doing this podcast. Started a meetup group. Man, I love speaking in front of people. I started creating content. I started doing all these things. That's where my love and my passion truly is. And just the fact that I can marry that with a topic that I'm knowledgeable in because I've done so many transactions and that I can make money in. I think that's, you know, when you operate in that zone of something you're good at, something you love to do, and something you can make money at, when you operate in that zone, I think you've really found it. So that's where I'm at today. We run a pretty large RIA here called REI Live, Real Estate Investing Live. We have locations in, not only in Birmingham, but also in Atlanta, Columbia, South Carolina, Sarasota. We're looking at opening a couple other really soon, like very soon. So that's kind of my baby right now. You mentioned media. I do media for other people in my market, specifically long form. You mentioned it, long form video, Gary V style. If people are familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk, very Gary V style for sure. And I think why this is important, you mentioned credibility. You say credibility, I say authority. It kind of means the same thing, yeah. But I use the word authority. So when you start producing just content in general, I think is important. So many people are doing it, right? I think Gary V came along and wrote the book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. I think it came out in 2015. Yep. And that was a really important book for people to understand that you're supposed to give, right? You give, 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 and then ask. And that's, I think, especially real estate, our industry has really grabbed hold of that concept. Mm-hmm. And so to the point where everybody's doing it. So now that everybody's doing it, is how do you really and truly set yourself apart? Are you just the person that's just kind of putting out and just kind of doing your own thing and kind of looking like everybody else? Or are you really setting yourself apart to do something different? So that's what we wanted to do. We have a test guinea pig here, a guy that's doing almost 100 fix and flips in our market, high-end fix and flips, which really is a lot of volume, right? Yeah. And we just follow him around with a camera. It's not every day, but we follow him around maybe a day a week on average, maybe 2 days a week on average, and produce some long form 10, 12, 15 minute videos. That's just day in the life of it. It's not an HGTV thing where you kind of see the history of a house.
Yeah.
Or you buy a house and fix it up and da-da. I think that's been played and it's kind of been played to consumerism. And that's not what this is. It's right. Really and truly hands in the dirt, day in the life of, and you see people doing this, it does command authority in the marketplace. And I think that is the direction a lot of people are headed. A lot of people in our industry are headed, but how can you do it with a twist? How can you do it where it really and truly sets you apart from your competition?
Yeah. And I think, so you mentioned HGTV, like HGTV is directed towards, you know, your average consumer, the person that is going to binge watch on, you know, Netflix and these other shows that they're going to watch, but they like seeing the aesthetics, the drama that's in HGTV. And, you know, most of that stuff is staged anyways. I've talked to a couple of investors that have been pitched with HGTV and they did not like the process just because of it's being staged. They wanted them to make up numbers and all this other crap that is not true, that's going to appeal to the consumer. Now, these types of videos that you're putting out, and guys, I'm going to show that real quick, and I'm just going to cut that here.
Okay. Yeah. Chicken soup.
You're it's good driving. For... You want me to drive?
No.
I'd risk.
Or a cup. Is the cup easier for him to drive and drink?
I don't drink and drive.
We'll be right back.
So you guys saw that video right there. These videos are the day in the life. They're real stuff. And it's going to be marketing to a very different, you know, demographic than your typical HGTV audience, which probably relates to your investors, where you could actually have people that, you know, they see that you know what you're doing and they probably want to work with you. So maybe talk about, so you talked about the videos a little bit, but let's talk about like the benefits of the videos. So I don't know if you've been able to see any results from those or how those have played out. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So you're right when you said who is this geared towards. So you need to have, like, you start with the end, right? You start with the end in mind. Like, why are you even doing this to begin with? For this particular client that we're working with, it's for him, he wants to do more volume, right? He wants more deals. And I think that's a lot of people who are in this business, that's what they want. Whether you want more clients, more coaching students, you want to attract people, and you want to get people in your funnel for whatever. This guy just wants to do more. He doesn't coach. He doesn't want to coach. He just wants to do more deals.
Yeah.
So what we have done is kind of strategically for him, because we want to meet his goals, right? Strategically place certain things, not staging things, but like, if he says something, we want to highlight that thing.
Yeah.
For instance, this guy like owns the realtors, owns them. Like any realtor with an off-market deal in our area, especially if it's like in the price point of maybe 150,000 ARV, maybe even 175, 200,000 ARV in our area and up, they're going straight to him. They all know who he is. I don't know if you care if you're a brand new realtor, you know his name and you're going to, he's great to work with. And he works a very specific way with realtors where he pays you on the front end and he gives you the listing on the back end. So you're going to get paid twice. So you're incentivized to work with him and people know him. He's got credibility, authority in the marketplace. So you ask, what's the benefit? What has this done for him? What it's done is we've really kind of geared this more towards the realtor, the wholesaler, the people that are going to be bringing deals to him.
Yeah.
Even though it can appeal to a lot of people.
Right.
But it's appealing to the people where it's going to get him more business and his phone. And it's not like this guy didn't have a great business before we came along, but it's just enhanced it. Give him that authority in the marketplace. We put him on stage at our RIA meetings. Just give him as much authority in our market as possible. This guy just flew under the radar before I met him.
Right.
I mean, I don't say like nobody knew who he was, but he really flew under the radar. And now today, shoot, he can't go. We called the episode King Flipper. Like we're walking down the street, people are yelling out their windows, "Hey, King Flipper." I mean, it's crazy. It's unbelievable. That's awesome. What's happened. We've created a local celebrity. So really for you, the people who are watching this, listen to this, how can you position yourself to be the authority in your marketplace? You do that by creating a celebrity type of atmosphere around who you are and what you want to do and be.
Yeah. Okay. So there's three really, really like golden points that I want to point out to you guys. So number one is just recapping that very last statement that Brian made here, is that you're going really deep into a specific market and being that go-to person, which I've met investors that they believe in, you know, going wide as opposed to going deep, investors that believe in going deep as opposed to going wide. Brian's shaking his head. And I think that going deeper is the best strategy. Obviously there's those variables that, hey, if your market's saturated, like how deep can you really go? There might be a point where you got to go to another market or so. That's really for you to decide and to get, you know, information from your mentors and all that stuff. But when we're specifically talking about marketing, going deep is that's like one of the biggest keys to actually establishing yourself as that go-to person, not just for, you know, credibility's sake, but bringing in actual leads, like what he's talking about, where the realtors, when they get a deal, they automatically know who to go to because they've built that relationship with that person. But that top level content is one of those relationship builders for them. So it's a lead generator, which leads me to that next point is there's two things here. Number one is your goals for the content. You guys hear me talk about that all the time. So what is your actual goal for the content? Build content around your goals. So most investors that I shoot video for, and Brian and I had this conversation last week, but all the, you know, every single time I go to shoot video for somebody, I'm always getting on the line with them a week in advance and saying, okay, let's strategize. What is the goal for the content? Why are we doing the content in the first place? Okay. It's to bring in more leads. Boom. That is your goal. Now we're going to build every single piece of content around that goal and sculpt it in order to achieve that. Because the content, and even for these videos that he's doing, it's that top level of the funnel. Really, that's what it is. It's not going to necessarily convert somebody, but it is going to get them in the funnel for you. And your goal is to get to that bottom of the funnel where you're actually converting somebody. So that's the first thing or that's the second thing. So the second thing is the goal for the content. And then obviously the first thing is relevance. Relevance is key. We just talked about, you know, what market or what audience you're marketing to with the videos. You're not marketing to the HGTV audience. You're marketing to people that are actually going to bring you leads and creating relevant content around that. Whereas people that are probably going to bring you leads, whether it's bird dogs or realtors or actual wholesalers or whatever it is, they're going to bring leads to this guy. They will see right through that HGTV style video and say, okay, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's not, those numbers don't make sense, you know, that kind of thing. But if they see the real day in the life, you know, what's going on in this guy's business, what's going on personally, the phone calls that he's taking. I know on one of the videos I watched, he was taking some phone calls and talking to contractors and stuff like that. Like, people that are actually going to bring you deals can see that and see that, you know, okay, well, this guy knows what he's doing. So let me bring him a deal because, hey, why not? This guy is going to make sure that I'm taken care of because I found the deal for him, that kind of thing. So I think those are three really, really good points there that I really wanted to emphasize. So, one question that I have for you, and I promised you that I wouldn't take up too much of your time. So I'll wrap it up with this last thing and any other final statements you want to make. It's every once in a while, and I don't hear it a lot just because, you know, guys like Gary Vaynerchuk and, you know, thank God for jab, 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 right hook. I think that's like the Bible of content marketing. And I've studied it, you know, 30 times. And so I learn something new every time, even though it's an older book and it has, you know, irrelevant information, but it's still the principles stand true.
For sure.
When it comes to real estate investors, I mean, you deal a lot more with real estate investors especially with your meetup groups. Have you ever heard somebody say, like, I don't need social media. I don't need content. I don't need a presence online. It's all referrals for me, word of mouth, like stuff like that. When it comes down to marketing in real estate investing, what would you say to those people that say that have that mindset, that they don't need any kind of an online presence, they don't need any kind of content to build their reputation and to market to? What would you say to those people?
Well, and I don't know what you're trying to lead me into saying, but
I just want to see what you're going to say.
Yeah, I want to go back to, you know, emphasizing a point that you made. It's depth versus width. It really and truly is. And when you start talking about like lead generating for anything, you want to find a motivated seller, you want to find a coaching student, whatever it is, whatever your lead is, you need to go deep in one marketing source in the beginning, get that thing like humming, and then maybe add a second. So I don't necessarily believe that that one marketing channel has to be content, has to be social content. Mm-hmm. There are people out there who are incredible marketers. I wrote down some notes I wanted to, like, some talking points I wanted to make sure I got across. And this was number one. I haven't gotten to it yet. I was going to hopefully get to it. But this is the biggest thing. You can create all the content in the world, right? But that's one piece of it, right? And it's an important piece. And we agree on that for sure. But that's one piece of it. You still have to convert. And the only way to truly convert, it goes back to an age-old saying, people have to know, like, and trust you. Okay. So the marketing is the, I want people to get to know me part of it, right? But that doesn't mean that they have to like you.
Right.
And if they don't like you, they're not going to do business with you. Mm-hmm. So you go back to, you know, I know, Josh, you know a lot of people in this industry. I know a lot of people in this industry. There are certain people in this industry that are just not likable.
No.
And I wouldn't do business with them. And they've got an enormous online presence, but I'm not doing business with them because they're not my taste, right? They're not my cup of tea. I don't like them. I just don't. And as a matter of fact, I didn't like Gary Vee the first year I heard of him, maybe, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago. But that's the thing. Like, people have to get to know you first. And that's through the marketing. That's through the content. That might be through a referral, whatever. And then it's the likability factor. And then when they start to trust you, they're going to do business with you. It doesn't matter if your service or product is way more expensive than another. It doesn't. Price is irrelevant.
Yeah.
If they like you and they trust you, they're going with you anyway. So it's not about all these other dumb factors, right? That people think it is. So to answer your question, it's depth. So it doesn't matter. Creating content on social and things like that, cool. I like it. I do it. I think it's important. But what's more important is, are you likable? So Dale Carnegie in How to Win Friends and Influence People, he actually has a section in that book of how to be likable. It's just how to be likable. And there's such simple things like smile, right? You smile and you're likable. So if you're creating content for people, are you smiling? Are you engaging? Are you warm? Are you stiff? Like that's 100% perception thing.
Yeah.
People don't even know you, but they're getting to know you just through a video. And if you're kind of stiff and stuffy in a video or unlikable in a video, then they may not like you or buy into your content. So smile, remember people's names, be a listener. These are all things that Dale Carnegie said, 1930 or 1940, right? Mm-hmm. Just simple things, know, like, and trust. So I'm a huge believer in content, 100%, but you got to have, that's one part of it. That's one of three parts of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's so many variables that go into it. I mean, if you want to go even deeper than that, it's like the actual messaging that you're talking about. You can shoot incredible looking videos, but if you don't have a good call to action or a good message, you're hitting pain points, stuff like that. But I love what Brian said. And that actually, like, that's not something that I think about a lot when it comes to content marketing. It's just kind of a passive thought that I have. And I really only work with people that I do know, like, and trust. And I believe that their audience will know, like, and trust. But I look at those, Brian, as like, that's the three stages you got to get past. And you can't go to the next one without getting to the first one. So somebody's got to know you, first of all, then they got to like you. And then once they like you, they might trust you. And that's when you get to that third phase. Building content around those three things is highly important. And you do that through, you know, the aesthetics, through the way you carry yourself, through the content and that kind of thing. So yeah, that's awesome. And it's, you know, in more general terms, like when you're on the phone on a sales call with a lead, like build that know, like, and trust, you know, scenario there, not just through content, like you said, it's also on the phone, it's at the closing table, it's all the above. And really, people don't understand that those three elements of you and your business represents your brand. And brand can also be translated to, reputation. And so that's what carries through you. And reputation and brand is marketing. So let's be clear about that. Brian, dude, this has been awesome stuff. I appreciate you sharing everything that you have. Is there anything else you want to leave us with? Maybe some other things that have worked for you in your marketing?
No, I've really, when I first started, you know, our real estate investor club, started, you know, coaching and teaching, started doing things like that. I really just followed the Gary V. I followed Jab, 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 Right Hook. Yeah. You mentioned it's kind of the marketing Bible of today's age. It really is. Even though some of the social, like you mentioned, some of the social stuff is a little bit outdated, but the techniques, the strategies, I think they're huge. And I even wrote a book about it, kind of like piggybacking off of what he said. It's called Nothing's for Sale. Like I don't sell anything out the gate. I'm giving everything. It's like how to become the local real estate authority by giving everything away. So I just give things away, and that it's like lead magnets, right? It just attracts more people to you. But again, it doesn't matter if they don't like you. So I'm actually writing a part two to this book right now as we speak, called The ROI of Life, How to Get a Return on Your Investment from the People You Meet. And that's the next piece of it. And I just think it's so important. It gets undervalued so much. You mentioned referrals, being a people person, which I'm not, by the way. I'm a total introvert, 100% introvert. And people think that you're crazy, Brian. You're speaking in front of all these people. There's no way. You're so charismatic. You have so much energy. Yeah. I'm such an introvert. I'll walk into a room and I don't know anybody. I'm going to be super quiet and not approach anyone. But it's the relationships that I have built. How can I get a return on those relationships by just giving? And just Gary Vee says this, be 51% of every relationship that you're in. Just give. If you can give without the expectation of receiving anything in return, you are in the best place that you could possibly be in. Mm-hmm. And that's how I try to operate my life. And I would say to anyone who's listening to this and you're creating content to get people in your funnel, that second part of it for me is way more important. Yeah, we need people to know us 100%. We got to get our message out there for sure. But once they do get to know us, we've got to have something in place to where they love us and they trust us and they want to do business with us. And they're going to pay twice as much to do business with us than anyone else because they love us and they trust us so much. So that's my mission. That's what I've been all about for these 7 years I've been in this. So Josh, I can't thank you enough, man. I appreciate you having me on your show. I really do appreciate it.
Dude, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for your time and taking the time to be on here. So I've actually not heard of your book. So for me and the rest of the audience, somebody wanted to get a hold of it. Is it on Amazon? How can they?
It's on Amazon and there's only like, I think 100 copies left. So not that there's going to be like a million people running, but I've only printed 1,000 and we're almost out finally. But it's called Nothing's for Sale and it's $7.99. Okay. It's like super, super cheap.
Yeah.
Nothing's for sale. Just if you Google search that, it'll come right up. So
yeah, guys, I'm going to link that below. And then Brian, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you or learn more about your meetups, if they're in those markets, how would they be able to make that happen?
Yeah, you can find me on social media, and Brian Tripp, it's T-R-I-P-P-E. Find me on Instagram. I'm pretty much everywhere. If you Google search my name, you'll find me. If you find my book, you'll find me. So
yeah,
I'm everywhere. Just shoot me a DM. I come all and I respond to all of them. So
it sounds good. And guys, I'll have all of his profiles linked below in the description of this video so you can make sure you connect with him, get on social, get with him and send him any messages that he has or any questions that you have, send him a message. And that'd be awesome. Brian, again, thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate your time and I will chat with you a little bit later.
See you, Josh. I appreciate you, man. You're awesome.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this the segment of Who's Crushing It in the REI Marketing Weekly. Make sure you check out the rest of the content that's going down. A lot of good articles, marketing updates on what's going on in the marketing world in general. And then also my tip right above. So that'd be awesome. Check you guys out later. Let me know if you have any questions.